Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, Already in Progress.
Oh, Pastor, I want to hear God's audible voice. I said, maybe someday he'll speak to you. I said, he spoke to me. I wasn't even looking for it. It just happened. So I said, maybe he'll talk to you someday. She said, oh, Lord, I want to hear your voice. Lord, I want to hear you talk to me. Lord, thank you for talking to me. Just a few weeks later, I come in one morning, and she's got a really long face. And I said, are you all right today? She said, no. I said, what's wrong? She said, I wanted to hear God's voice. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I heard it this weekend. I said, well, praise God. Why aren't you jumping up and down? She said, because I didn't want to hear what he said. Oh, I said, what was going on? She said, you know this man I'm going with? I said, yes. She said, he's never been married. And I said, yes. And she said, I have been one time. I said, yes. And she said, we were sitting out on the Louisville Lake just in the moonlight. And she said, I'm sitting over close to him. He's got his arm around me. He's being a perfect gentleman. Perfect gentleman. And she says, we're just talking. And she said, Pastor, that I've been married before. I said, yes, I know. So what's the deal? She said, well, he's never had sex, and I have because I've been married. So she said, while I'm sitting there under his arm, doing nothing wrong, I just kind of fantasized, I wonder what it would be like to go to bed with him. So that's all. I didn't say nothing out loud. I just thought. And all of a sudden I heard, Victoria, stop it. You're sinning. She said, I got out from under his arm and scooted over. He says, is something wrong? And she says, no, but I think I need to sit over here for a little while. You see what I mean? Yeah. Did she voice anything? Mm-hmm. No, she just thought. That's why when God says capture every thought and bring it in obedient, you think he knows what those thoughts are? Yes, and see, she had asked him to hear his voice. He spoke to her. But you can see where she didn't want to hear it, right? She said, I won't do that no more. I said, okay, as long as he got your attention. So anyway, I leave the hospital. I leave Ed's house. And I told him, I said, Ed, I didn't know it was in there either, but I said, it is. And so I said, I believe with all my heart, if you will do what God says, he'll heal you, because he spoke to me audibly to tell me he's going to do this. And besides that, it is written. We have a more sure word of prophecy, and it is written. Is that true? Absolutely. So anyway, he said, well, I just can't believe it, Thurman. I just can't believe it. So anyway, I left and I went home. I told Ed, I said, Ed, what I want you to do, I want you to read that verse in James 5:14-15 over and over and over and over until faith comes. I said, the Word of God says faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Is that what it says? Amen. Romans 10:17. So if faith comes by hearing the Word of God, I said, I want you to meditate on that. I want you to read that verse, James 5:14-16. And when you get the faith built up, then call me and I'll have some of the men will come pray over you. And I'm going to guarantee you that God's going to heal you. Now, wow. So anyway, a few days later, Ed called me and said, Thurman, I have been reading. In fact, it was Monday night. The next Monday night at 6 o'clock, when I walked into my house, my phone was ringing, and it was Ed. And he said, Thurman, I have been reading those verses over and over and over. And they do say that if any sick among you, let him call for the elders and he'll heal me. And so he said, I'm just 42, Thurman. I don't want to die yet. This was in 1986, ladies and gentlemen. So I said, okay. He said, if you'll meet us at the church, at the Lakeland Baptist Church over here in Louisville, he said, if you'll meet us at the chapel in an hour, 7 o'clock, he said, we'll pray over my situation. I said, okay. So I picked up the phone and called about 6 or 8 deacons and Sunday school teachers at Lakeland Baptist Church. I said, we're going to pray over Ed Brock in the chapel in an hour. The first thing I did, I called the pastor, which was Dr. Ben Smith, and he was out of town. Then I called the church administrator, and he's out of town. So there ain't nobody there but just us old boys and Sunday school teachers, You know, God's in control. He wants whoever he wants to do this, that's who's going to be there. So anyway, I called these six or eight men and I said, I want you to read James 5, 14, 15 before you come to church, but come expecting God to heal Ed Brock. We all knew Ed had terminal cancer. So in an hour, I got there. Of course, that morning on the way to work, I stopped by the grocery store and got a bottle of olive oil. And in that, back in that day, the bottle of olive oil I got looked like a small Coke bottle. And so they put it in a brown bag, you know, and kind of rolled the top up. And so I put that in my pickup. And so whenever, after I got that oil and went to work and got home that afternoon, well, I got in my pickup and started back up there. And when I got there and I walked in, Ed had just got there. His wife had brought him because he couldn't drive. And when he walked in and I walked in, and at that time, men were coming in. And before we quit coming in a Baptist church, 28 deacons and Sunday school teachers showed up in that hour. 28. You couldn't get 28 Baptist deacons together to pray over a sick man in 1 hour unless your life depended on it, unless God was behind it. God was training me to do something. I had no idea what he was going to do. So anyway, all of us men are gathering in there together, and I'm walking in with my little bottle of oil. And Ed says, Thurman, what do you got in that sack? I said, a bottle of olive oil. He said, where did you get it? I said, at the grocery store. He said, have you ever done this before? I said, no. He said, oh, great. Here I am with terminal cancer, and we got a guy with no experience with a bottle of olive oil from the grocery store, and we think I'm going to get healed. Does God use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise? You know, if he'd had me go down to the hospital and get some kind of special medicine, that would have been we could have all believed in that better we could, that bottle of oil. But you know, nobody had a problem with that oil. And we know that bottle of olive oil from the grocery store ain't got a thing to do with healing, does it? Just a bottle of oil. So we went in and I said, well, Ed, I believe with all my heart God's going to heal you. I mean, did it say so? It really did say that, didn't it, brother? That your lovely bride read that just right, didn't
yes, she did.
And she didn't make no mistakes. Wow, isn't that amazing? So anyway, we go in and he sits down on a chair on a bench, just like these, in the chapel. He said, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "Take your shirt off." He said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to anoint you with oil." I never done this before. I mean, I saw a movie one time where they anointed David with oil and made him king, and they poured it all over. So it's dangerous watching a movie, you know. So you tend to do what the movie said. So I just took the oil, you know, and I just said, okay, I opened that bottle, and I just poured it all over his head. It goes running down his cheeks and down his back, and I mean, it's all running all over. I've never done this before. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, but, you know, that's why God uses these things, the silly things of the world, to confound the wise. Like I said, if I'd have called in the best doctors there was, that'd already happened. They'd called in the best doctors. Louisville Hospital, Mayo Clinic, MD Anderson, they'd all been notified and all sent biopsies of his skin, and all of them come back with the same thing. It's over for Mr. Brock. It's over. No way he can be healed. It's impossible. He's a goner in a few weeks. We anointed him with oil. We prayed the prayer of faith for him. And we, 28 deacons prayed for 2 solid hours. That's all we did was pray. Some of us were on our knees. Some of us were standing up. But some of us were seated in the benches. But there was 28 men prayed one at a time for 2 solid hours for Ed Brock. And then we left. Ed wasn't any different when we walked out than he was when we came in. He could just barely walk. I shook hands with him and told him, I said, Ed, I love you. He said, I love you too, Thurman. And we walked off, having no idea what was going to happen. But about 3 weeks later, Ed was in Sunday school that morning. I said, Ed. I didn't have no faith to call him, you know. I mean, I wasn't about to call him. I didn't want a bad report. You can tell how much faith I had. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I had no faith. I'm telling you that God is merciful. While he's training you, he can do anything he wants to do because he is God. He's the King of Kings. He's training me how to be an overcomer when it comes to healing. He had a plan for me beyond my wildest dreams. I had no idea what the master was going to do. But after we prayed for him and everything, and he come that Sunday when he walked in, I said, Ed, I said, how are you doing, Ed? I said, you look great. He said, Thurman, I went to the doctor this last week. I got the feeling so good. I went to the doctor and said, they checked me, and they said, they don't understand. This thing that was all over my body appears to be going away. He said, they said that now I could, MD Anderson said, where it is now, I could come down there and they could give me some chemo treatments and help me. So I said, what are you going to do? He said, man, I'm going. See, we didn't know nothing. We didn't know what the scripture said about not trusting God. And God's still merciful because we don't know. So he goes to MD Anderson and they give him, start giving him chemo treatments every month for about 6 months. He goes to MD Anderson. After 6 months, of course, his wife buying a copy of the New Testament on tape, and he listens to it all the way down and all the way back. Probably a four-hour drive to Houston and back, don't you think?
Yeah, that's right.
He goes to Houston back every month, takes those chemo treatments, and he, every time I see him, he's feeling better. We think the chemo's working. We don't have a clue. You know, I mean, we're dumb. We're stupid Baptists, you know. I start to say stupid Christians, but that's... That's the way we are, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know the word. And so we just can't stand on something when you don't know what the promises are. You can't stand by faith on what you don't know. That's why God told us, study my word. To show yourself approved unto me. And so we can rightly divide the word of truth, but we don't know that. So anyway, after he goes down there with listening to those tapes, about the fifth or sixth time he goes down there, they go in and they give him one more treatment and say, Ed, we can't find any cancer in your body nowhere, but we don't understand. When you started coming down here and we started giving you the chemo, you responded so well to the treatments. We had a half a dozen other people with the same cancer you had, and we started treating them with the exact same things we give you. And as of today, all six of them have died, all of them. But he said, today, according to our instruments, you have not a sign of cancer in your body nowhere.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled The Lord Heals in Different Ways, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.